This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm here to help you start your day right as we start it together at this time each weekday morning. Just getting our lives in line with God. Listening to Him. Taking time to read His Word. All of these things are so healthy for your spiritual life. And in fact, our lives just aren't right when we're not making time in God's Word a central part of everything we do. We're looking this week at the theme, When Times Are Tough. We saw on Monday that God's good plan for your life includes pain and difficult times. We saw also that although we live in this fallen world, and even our bodies are still fallen, we haven't been glorified yet, we do get sick, even when we are walking with God. But God fits everything about our experience in this fallen world. When business is good or bad, when health is good or bad, when there's pressure from relationships, whatever, God uses all those things for good in our lives. If we love Him and are responding to His call and His purpose in our lives. If we aren't choosing to respond to those difficult times by saying, God, I love you and trust you, if instead we're pushing Him away, then those things won't work out for good in our lives. But if we are trusting in Him, turning to Him, saying, God, I'm available. How do you want to use me in this hard time? Then God will use those times for good in your lives. That's His promise. I want to go back to that same passage and read it again and the next verse as well. In Romans 8, 28 and 29, the Apostle Paul says, And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God. There it is. And to those who are called according to His purpose. And listen to verse 9 that kind of explains what he means. He says, For whom He foreknew, God also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son, that He, Jesus, might be the firstborn among many brethren. You know, brothers look alike. And God says that He's working to make you like Jesus Christ, to give you the family likeness. Those whom He foreknew, He predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son. He's changing you to be more like Jesus. Well, when you put those two verses together, God causes all things to work together for good, for... And that Greek word always means that He's explaining what He's just said. For He is working in your life to make you more like Jesus. That's the good. All things work together for good. And the good is that it's going to make you more like Jesus Christ. Sometimes we read that promise that God causes all things to work together for good. And we claim it as a promise that everything will turn out to be pleasant for us. And it's true, many times it is God's plan for things to be pleasant for us. That's such a blessing in life. But good does not always mean pleasant. As verse 25 shows us, the good that God is pursuing in your life, what He is working all things together for, is that you become more like Jesus. He wants you to be conformed to the image of His Son. And there are times when what is most effective in making us more like Jesus is hardship, or pain, or sickness, or suffering. To make something beautiful, sometimes you have to get rid of those rough edges. And don't forget that the verse says that hard times in your life will only make you more like Jesus if you love God through them and keep saying, Your purpose in my life is best, Lord. If you're going through some tough times right now, don't push God away. Rather, cling to Him and ask Him how you can grow to be more like Jesus through this time. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.